If we're logging into the second hour of the program, you are invited to bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, we got to talk about prison, whether it's worth even having them around. JJ's going to dig into that for us. And plus, Mark, you're going to tell us about a lifetime driving ban imposed on a teenager. So 855-450-FREE is the number. You can bring up anything you want. We'll start out with Todd, listening in Maine to WEGP, New Sweden. Hey, Todd.
Hey, I'm really happy to talk to you, and I was interested in your show. What I want to say is that, yes, our prisons and our criminal justice system is totally draconian and horrible, and the war on drugs is a big lie. It's a war on people.
No
I've never been arrested. I don't deal with drugs, but I think that it's a war on people and not a war on drugs, and we have to stop it. And also, when you put people in prison for 25 years for, like, say, selling, like, you know, 100 marijuana plants or a bunch of methamphetamine, yeah, maybe you have to control those people. But when you put them in prison with a bunch of assholes for, like, 30 years without access to a woman and effectively force them to become homosexual or celibate, that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, there are many reasons why going to prison is cruel and unusual, but I definitely share some of your concerns, and you're absolutely right. It's a war on our friends. It's a war on our family members. It's a war on our neighbors. It's a war on our loved ones. It's a war on our coworkers. I mean, it's a war on our customers. This is the war on drugs affects everyone, whether they want to believe it or not, whether they want to live in this fantasy realm wherein no one that they know could possibly use drugs. Well, sure, they drink alcohol, but that's different. You know, this drug prohibitionist fantasy realm.
Absolutely. I know people. I've known people all through college, you know, like 10% or 5% of the kids were dealing drugs, and most of them got away with it. You know, probably most of the people who get caught are, you know, live in a city and, you know, people of color or
minorities, yeah.
Or economically deprived.
Todd, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I'm with you there. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I do. I want to say that everybody should boycott Bank of America on March 15th because they're a bunch of they practice usury and abusive tactics against people, and America has to stand up against the banks. We should nationalize the banks, I think.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Now I definitely want you to stay on for a moment. Hold on a second. Yeah. Bank of America is a problem because it is essentially a nationalized bank. I mean, they took money from the government. I mean, it's true to some extent that all banks are only extensions of the Federal Reserve System, and to that extent they are sort of national in a way. But they are independently owned in some cases. Some banks are larger and more bureaucratic than others.
I think the main point you hit on there is the extension of the Federal Reserve. The most power they get comes from their ability to create money out of thin air. They're nine times their ability to lend out what they hold in
fractional reserve banking.
I want to make it clear that I don't have.
You're right. They take that money from us. They get the money from what we call the government, and the government is the people because we pay the taxes or we provide the collateral, which is our good reputation.
Well, it works the other way around. The government gets its money from the Federal Reserve,
which is a private bank.
Right, and it wouldn't be better if you nationalized everything, because then you'd have a government bank, and that would be all you have. The answer is not to centralize and to nationalize, but the answer is to decentralize and to take away the Federal Reserve System and to allow anybody to operate a bank or a warehouse bank or whatever sort of financial institution they want to without having to beg some central government gang's permission to do so.
Well, you can open a bank. There's no law against
No, you can't.
Bank.
I cannot go and open my own warehouse bank without jumping through all manner of federal regulations. It's completely illegal for me to open up my own bank.
No, it's not. You do have to follow regulations. Yeah, I mean,
well, then it's illegal for me to open my own bank. If I have to do what some gang calling themselves the federal government says in order to take people's money and store it for them safely and perhaps lend some of it out, then I am not free to do those things if I have to beg for permission, am I?
Well, you know, you sound like to me like a libertarian.
Well, I wouldn't use that term for myself, sir, but I used to define it that way.
Well, what I think is, I mean, I'm very much a radical individualist, and I appreciate people's ideas about being radical individuals. But what I would say is that if you live in ever, I don't know if you live in New Hampshire. I don't know who it was that said on the radio they live in New Hampshire. I live up in northern Maine. I live in the woods in a little cabin, mm-hmm. I can go out and with a whiskey bottle in one hand and a pistol in another, and I don't have to. I can do it.
Hey, I appreciate hearing from you there tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. For those that are listening on the radio, he said he can do what the F he wants, but obviously he can't get away with saying that on nationally regulated talk radio. Unfortunately, we have this pesky entity called the FCC, another extension of the criminal gang that we were talking about before.
That's right.
That gets to decide what can and can't be said by people who hold
I think
its
he needs
licenses.
To understand that the Federal Reserve is a basically it's a cartel of certain bank and certain individuals who hold ownership over the Federal Reserve. It does not work for the United States government. It does not work for the people. It isn't even owned by either of those two. So it's a completely private entity.
Well, basically the government in the form of the Federal Reserve Board is populated by, frankly, high up bankers. And, the idea that if you're going to nationalize all the banks, that somehow all the bankers will just be out on their ear picking, that they'll be picking tomatoes down in Florida. No. The rich and powerful, if you nationalize the banks, are still going to be the ones in control of the banks.
Right.
They'll just be nationalized by the government.
Great. That's going to work just great. I mean, just think of all the other wonderful services the government provides us. I mean,
tell me the one government service that has, been successful. I mean,
I'm sorry. It sounds awful. If you think banking is bad today, just wait until the government takes control
right.
of every single bank 100%, sets all policy, sets everything about them.
Yep.
Crazy. That's a terrible idea. And
competition is what makes for better customer service and is what makes for innovation.
Right. Unfortunately, we don't have open competition for the reasons that was cited. He said I could just go ahead and open my bank. No, that's not true. There's an unending amount of regulations in order to open a bank through the system.
Yes, which essentially is nationalism. The government lays down a bunch of rules, just like a business owner lays down a bunch of rules for his employees to follow. The government lays down a bunch of rules for the citizens to follow.
If you don't, men with guns are going to show up at your bank that you opened up, and they're going to take all your stuff from you.
I've heard stories.
Aren't the banks partially nationalized anyway due to their enrollment in the FDIC program?
Right. Yeah, you're required to have the government's insurance program,
right.
Which, of course.
And then NCUA or something like that for the credit union.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So 1-855-450-FREE. So we're in a situation where the banks are mostly nationalized. It's just that they still have the benefits of having individual owners and different people being able to set slightly different policies about their companies. We don't have a one-size-fits-all across-the-board bank policy. So 855-450-FREE. So you could still go and find a checking account with different provisions on it at one bank versus another. For instance, I wanted at one point to find an account where there wasn't interest on it. I didn't want an interest-bearing account. So I was able to find that at one bank, but they didn't have that at another bank. And, some banks have the monthly fees. Some banks don't. These are, some level of choice that people have in the marketplace.
They'd have more if there weren't so many onerous regulations.
Right. And if it was national, then you would have no choice.
And obviously people are concerned about banks failing and people losing their money, no doubt. I'm sure that insurance companies will, back banks. The banks will tout why they're solvent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, that's going to be things that people are concerned with. I'd be concerned with it. How solvent is my bank?
So the reason why you can't be allowed to open your own warehouse bank, even if you do have the money, if you have the money to invest in a location and a safe and the security and all the things that you would need to really properly operate a bank location, then you would still be at risk from the criminal gang known as the federal government. And we have heard stories. In fact, Wayne, who was a co-host on the show for a while, knew of a warehouse bank over in the West Coast, which was successful for a little while. I mean, people were depositing gold and money and all kinds of things in this guy's warehouse bank. And lo and behold, word got to the feds, and they showed up, and they took all the stuff.
Somebody pulled money for other people.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you have to beg permission to do something, like run a bank, then you're not free to do so. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of greedy lies from fascist, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features we give to you there. The webcam is in existence and it is on. You can go and watch and listen to the show over at cam.freetalklive.com. In addition, you'll have access to the chat room, which is built into the same page as the webcam. All free, cam.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold or silver as a hedge against inflation or barter currency or an investment. You know, it may increase over time. I kind of think it's going to. Looks like the indicators that I keep watch on, and you know the experts that I listen to say it will, but you never know. Gold.freetalklive.com is a great way to get gold and silver if you're interested in getting some. There's lots of gold purveyors out there, and you need to price compare. You can't just go to one and expect that you're going to get a good deal and that you're going to get treated right. It's gold.freetalklive.com. The prices are right there. When you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, you support Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking about the war on drugs, Pat Robertson coming out advocating an end to marijuana prohibition, even coming out and speaking out against the war on drugs in general as a failure. And it was pointed out in the first hour that one of the things that arresting drug users does is put them into close contact with real criminals, people that do know how to commit home invasions and robberies and other, you know, breaking and enterings and car thefts and all manner of naughty, nasty things. And so putting them in close proximity is one of the real downsides of having this prison system that we have and filling it with nonviolent, peaceful people, which, of course, is what most drug users are. They're just people that want to get high. They're not.
At least they were before they went to prison.
Right.
Right.
And so this is one of the downsides to having a prison around, but it's certainly not the only one. In fact, JJ, you've got a piece about some, you know, potential ideas to take us beyond the prison. Is that right?
That's right. This article, it's posted in The Economist, but it's originally from Newport News, Virginia, I think their print edition of their newspaper. Police watched seven people sell drugs in martial courts in Seven Oaks, two districts in southeastern Newport News in Virginia. They built strong cases against them. They shared that information with prosecutors, but then the police did something unusual. They sent seven letters inviting them to the police headquarters for a talk, promising that if they came, they would not be arrested. Three came, and when they did, they met not only police and prosecutors, but also family members, people from their communities, pastors from local churches, and representatives from social service agencies. Their neighbors and relatives told them that dealing drugs was hurting their families and communities. Police showed them the information they had gathered, and then they offered the seven a choice. Deal again, and we will prosecute you. Stop, and these people will help you turn your lives around. This approach is known as drug market intervention. It was first used in High Point, North Carolina in 2004, and since has been tried in more than 30 cities and counties. It's the brainchild of David Kennedy, a criminologist at John Jay College in New York, who thinks that, quote, the most troubled communities can survive the public health and family issues that come from even the highest levels of addiction. They can't survive the community impact that comes from with overt drug markets, unquote. By which he means markets that draw outsiders to the neighborhood. Once these are entrenched, a range of problems follow, not just drug use and sales, but open prostitutions, mugging, robberies, declining property values, and the loss of businesses and safe public spaces.
Now, of course, we know that when it comes to drug prohibition, the end of drug prohibition is the ideal, right? Is it to end this insanity, this insane war on drugs, to stop the prohibition of drugs and make it so that they can be once again purchased not on the streets, but at the local, the local Quickie Mart or the local Walgreens or
the drugstore where they were purchased for, the right. the majority of this country's history, and the majority of the history of Earth.
Which opening up the marketplace, to have legal drug sales means that the price can go down, the quality can go up, the drugs can come with usage recommendations, they can be manufactured in quality-controlled conditions to where you know exactly what the doses are you're getting, keeping people alive, preventing overdose. I mean, there's so many reasons to end drug prohibition. So it sounds like these guys are still kind of working with inside-the-system paradigms here of, well, let's see how we can tweak the existing system to make things better. And, in the scheme of things, this does sound like an improvement. Not jumping straight to an arrest, but instead kind of intervening. There's still that threat of arrest hanging over their head, which I don't support putting people in cages who aren't hurting others.
Right.
But it's a different approach, and I think that there's some value here.
Sure. The story goes on. Traditional drug policing targets both users and dealers. This poses three main problems. First, low-level dealers are eminently replaceable. Arrest you, and another two will quickly take their places with little, if any, interruption to sales.
But we're right. As long as the profit incentive is there, and it is, as long as the drugs are going to be illegal, there's always going to be an immense profit built into this stuff.
So they were talking in this about, you know, how this professor basically said that it's the problem for the community isn't drug use. The problem for the community is drug sales.
Yes, the market.
And you'd see the young people, the low-level dealers, they don't idolize drug users. They idolize drug
dealers.
Sellers. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, they're going to want to step up. And this is unlike other communities where, because the drug sellers are the ones that are doing well in their community. They've got the nice cars. They're, you know, got the attention from, the, you know, whatever romantic partners they want the attention from. They have, you know, they have whatever it is that, you know, people in these communities want for themselves. So unlike other communities where people have lots of people to look up to and that are doing well and that kind of thing, they, in these communities where drug sellers are the only ones that they can look up to. That's what the young people expect to do.
Second, it tends to promote antagonism between the police and the mostly poor communities where drug markets are found.
Oh, yeah.
Arrests can seem random. Only one in every 15,000 cocaine transactions, for instance, results in prison time, but those other 14,999 sales are just as illegal as that one. In some neighborhood, prison is the norm.
Or oh, yeah. I, you know, I was in prison in Florida for 8.5 years, and I can tell you that, you know, I mean, there were a lot of minorities that would go to prison, and they'd have relatives in the prison. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they the expectation that they'd see their cousin or brother or whomever there, and not uncommon.
Yeah, that's,
and
that's
certainly
really
friends from the neighborhood.
Right, and it does alienate people from the police, and for good reason. They're aggressing against peaceful people. They're arresting people's brothers and sisters and friends and family members, and, you know, people take that personal. I mean, some people like to say that politics isn't personal, but I'm sorry, it absolutely is. You're affecting people's lives here.
Yep. Prison is a norm, or at least common, for young men. Police come to be seen as people who take sons, brothers, and fathers away while the neighborhood remains unchanged.
What else? What else would they be perceived as?
Right.
I mean, how many?
They're
how many
the
police,
enemy?
How many police officers believe that they're making? They're actually making the community any safer when they take somebody
know.
To jail?
Can they really believe that?
Well, it's sort of like that whole religious mentality of I perform this ritual, so I must be holy.
Mm. Yeah,
it's,
they got
you know, it's like
on.
A placebo effect. I took this guy off the streets must be safe.
That's what they told me at you know, college, right? Or that's what they told me in training class.
Yeah, exactly. Third, prison as a deterrent does not work. If it did, America would be the safest country on earth.
Right, look at all the people in prison.
Well, you know, the people that make that argument would likely say to you, well, look, incarceration rates are up and violent crime is down. So maybe it is working.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. But the
at
people they're
cost?
Incarcerating, the people they're incarcerating aren't violent people.
At
the
what
people
cost?
They're incarcerating are a significant amount of them are completely peaceful.
It's true.
So 1-855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, bowls and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733, and we invite you to our website. You can go and get signed up for our news updates. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. All of it is free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com.
And keep peace on top. Antiwar.com needs your support. They're running their fund drive right now, and you can double your donation value with matching funds from an anonymous donor. Please give to antiwar.com's pledge drive. Antiwar.com, so all you have to do is go to their website, antiwar.com/donate, or you can call 323-512-7095. It's 323-512-7095, antiwar.com/donate. Please do it today. This is a great news organization that really helps folks, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, donated his live read to anti-war. He believes in it so strongly. He's the one running Pork Fest this year.
Exciting.
But yeah, and there's a specialty Pork Fest t-shirt that you could see if you go to porkfest.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you go to porkfest.com. The first little blog post thing, if you click on that, the title of it is Speaker News, an exclusive t-shirt, and you can see it's really nice. It's red with the little ring around it, the ring tee is what they call it. And
fancy.
It's got one of his favorite things on it, bacon. It's porkfest.com.
Okay. And by the way, Porkfest, I believe registration is open for that.
Yeah, and generally Porkfest means Porcupine Freedom Festival. In this case, he's kind of making himself a little pun there.
Yeah, and the Porkfest site's a very nice site. We're there every single year, by the way, broadcasting live, and always look forward to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it's coming up. I mean, it's June 18th through the 24th this year. That's 3 months away.
That's right.
And DJ, I know that you're busy putting together the band schedule.
That's right, bands and comedy.
Oh, you're doing excellent.
Yeah, I'm working with them again, and we hope to have a lot more comedy acts this time. The feedback was very favorable. And I think this crowd is of intellectual-type individuals, likes that sort of comedy factor.
Absolutely. So looking forward to it again. We'll tell you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival as the event approaches, but get planning for this now, because it's going to be here before you know it. And I've already heard that the hotel rooms and the cabins are sold out at this point.
Yep, they're sold out.
So if you want to stay in a hotel, you're going to have to stay down the road somewhere. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Can't mess around with Porkfest. You got to get it done.
Nope. We've been talking about the idea of prison and how maybe it's not something that we want to turn to necessarily. We, meaning the society in which we live, that we want to turn towards. Because right now you've got a huge prison population in this country. And what's it really doing? It's mostly housing peaceful people.
That's right. It's helping the prison industrial complex.
That's
giving
true.
A lot of people who, unskilled labor, guaranteed jobs. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody who's, works in the prison system's a dum-dum. I was in the prison system for some time, and I can tell you many guards are very sharp people. But I would say that a lot of them could be better, quote-unquote, used by society in other roles. I think that there's a place for prison, but I'm very interested in this experiment that JJ is talking about.
I think it's one thing to put violent people who are unapologetic and who are, just socially completely antisocial and dangerous. I think it's one thing to put someone like that behind bars, and it's a whole different matter to put peaceful people there, people who've never harmed another human being. And maybe they've hurt themselves. Maybe they've made their life less than it could have been through the use or abuse of drugs, but that's not a problem that needs to be addressed by prison.
That's right.
A personal tragedy. That's something that needs to be addressed by compassion. And you don't show compassion for human beings by locking them in a cage, period. So, I don't know, JJ, you said there's not much more to this.
Yeah, that story is pretty much done. I have another one if you'd like.
I just wanted to speak to this locking people in cages. In prison, I noticed that people get put in confinement on a pretty regular basis. And nicotine gets out of your system in about 72 hours. They say that the nicotine addiction is broken in 21 days. The habit is broken. I saw plenty of people go to confinement for several days and often more than several weeks. The first thing that they're going to do when they get out,
get a smoke.
Is going to get a smoke. You're not going to fix people from their addictions by locking them up.
Well, that's useful to point out. I think we mentioned it before, is that the government can't even keep drugs out of its own prisons.
That's right.
So it's more than just nicotine that's available in any prison. I remember sitting around the lunch table in jail with some guys who were in prison, and they were just, they were just talking about all the different drugs that were available there.
Well, just striking the root. The idea that certain drugs are okay and certain drugs are not is just laughable. And then who decides, at what point do we open our mind up to the idea that, well, a drug's a drug. Why don't we treat everything the same? Why don't we have, a standard that meets the same standard for this as we do pot or alcohol or tobacco or caffeine? I think it's just ridiculous.
Well, right, if prison's so good for drug users, which clearly it's not, but if it were good, because obviously some people think they can solve a problem by putting someone in a cage, then why not, let's just start locking up all the 20-year-olds who are drinking alcohol. I mean, prison, that's going to solve make their lives better, right?
If he wants people to stop smoking cigarettes, just put them in jail.
Well, I love the question that Harry Brown used to ask when some politician would come out and talk about, admit to past usage of some sort of drug. So like Bill Clinton or George Bush or Barack Obama admitting to having used, I think it was pot. I think all of them have admitted to using pot in the
Bush
past.
Bush used Coke.
It was Coke, right. Bush used Coke. These politicians admitting to drug use in the past, then saying, well, it was youthful indiscretion, and I don't use those things anymore. But the question that Harry Brown used to ask was, well, would their lives have been better had they been caught by the police and then sent to, sent to jail? Would they have had more successful careers as a result of that?
I was in a youthful offender prison. Every one of those people was in there for a youthful indiscretion. Why is it okay for our presidents and leaders, if you want to use that term, why is it okay for them?
Yeah, it's not.
So we'll get to a little bit more here. JJ, you wanted to share some international news of relevance about the war on drugs. But first, we go to Billy on the East Coast. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hi, Billy.
Thank you. Very much enjoying your program. I've been broadcasting for about 12 years. Stumbled across you this night. Been listening for about 10 or 15 minutes. Very much like your energy. Pretty smart fellas. That's
well, thanks.
For sure.
Thanks for that. Now, what's on your mind tonight?
Cut right to the chase. I'm advocating tonight on your broadcast for a little boy, 6 years old. His name's Dylan, and he was poisoned, terminal illness by vaccinations. His mother proved it by going to various foreign nations to have his urine tested, blood, and prove that the vaccinations had 850 parts per million mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, mold fungus, all sorts of arsenic, all sorts of bad things. And, of course, I believe that the vaccinations are an extension of abortion because they're putting these vaccinations in the mother while she's pregnant, and when the child is born, they're still putting it in. The mother's
vaccinations are extension of abortion. Now, that's a claim I've never heard before, and I'm no fan of the idea of vaccinations, but what do you mean by that?
Well, this woman, her name is Erica, and the little fella, her son, his name is Dylan. She has the proof, the legal aspects concerning vaccinations, but the medical science to back up the fact that these vaccinations that are given ignorantly. And now the school systems in America are now having health clinics installed in the school system. And the children, of course, are being told that, you know, they do not, they're emancipated. They can.
Well, typically, you're not. Typically, as a parent, you're not able to put your child in a government school unless they have certain vaccinations in a lot of places. But you didn't really answer my question. When you said it's like abortion or an extension of abortion, what are you suggesting?
What's the parallel there? How do you get sort of logically from one place to another?
All right. Well, first of all, let's touch on a thing about the schools. That's a big farce.
What does that have to do with? I'm sorry. I mean, I understand that you seem to have an agenda here, and that's fine. But is there a reason why you don't want to answer the question about a statement you made?
No, sir. Listen, brother. I broadcast 200 hours a month on the radio.
Sweet.
I don't have an agenda here.
I should hope you have an agenda. We all have agendas.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a chance to think about it here because I really want to know what you mean by that. When you say vaccinations are an extension of abortion.
Is it just hyperbole? I mean,
yeah.
I want to know, you know, what do you mean?
All right. We'll come back to Billy, 855-453, the toll-free number. You can bring what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything that you want toll free at 855-453. That's SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there on this site. You may enjoy them at your leisure. And if you would like, you can help support the show by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can, with $3 a month, help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. I've got an agreement from a new station in Illinois coming soon. Actually coming in about a month's time. So I can't announce them quite yet, but I did get the agreement today. And it's thanks to listeners like you for becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers, getting behind the show, and helping us market Free Talk Live, get on more great stations. It was actually because we're marketing our show through Talk Shows USA, which is this it's essentially a guy that does affiliate relations, which is what I do during the daytime hours. I contact radio stations.
Relations ace in the hole.
Yeah, he is like, he's the guy who's been doing it for a long, long time, the experienced gentleman. And, you know, he knows people, and people know him, and he's been around the business for a while. So to have him kind of repping the show to some extent, even though he's not smiling and dialing, so to speak, he's not calling actively on stations on behalf of Free Talk Live, we kind of buy in at the lowest possible threshold that we can to save as much money as possible.
We buy his goodwill.
But, yeah, he sends us leads when he gets interested, inquiries from stations, and lists us on his website. And it's something we've been doing with him for a long time, and so we've been on his site for a long time. And so those program directors who are looking at new shows, they come to this guy. They come to Skip. They come to our guy from Talk Shows USA. And that's, you know, when he has the chance to pitch them Free Talk Live, or they'll come to his website and they'll see us there. And the reason we're there with Skip is because of our Free Talk Live AMP program. It's because of Free Talk Live listeners like yourself sending in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And that allows us to bring more radio stations on board, meaning more people finding the ideas of freedom. And open phones as well. You can bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board and get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, forum, podcast, and more. We go back to Billy calling from the East Coast. Billy, who says he is in broadcasting. And you kind of got that broadcast sound to your voice there, Billy. Did I misunderstand you? Did you say you broadcast 200 hours a week?
No, sir. I said 200 hours a month.
Okay, per month. That's good.
Yeah, that's a lot of broadcasting.
You couldn't fit 200 hours in there very easily.
No, you certainly couldn't.
That was something I wondered about.
I tell you, I'm a little bit fatigued, been going all day, but, you know, my heart, you know, there was a slight aspect in my heart when I stumbled across you on the Genesis Communications Network, and that was, these gentlemen are bright, maybe we could put them on our network, and that was part of my movement on you, because, you know, I'm a bright person, and I can, you know, the zebra knows the zebra. Hear you guys talking, and I'm going, well, this is pretty nice. They sound polite, and as you mentioned about that fellow who looks for, affiliates, they sound like gentlemen.
Well, we're fine with our current network, but I mean, we're always, you know, people are welcome to take Free Talk Live and run us on their network if that's something they want to do. We would never tell someone no that they can't run the show. But GCN is our syndicate, and they've been behind the show from day one of our being syndicated. So we're pretty happy, right?
And life is good.
Yeah, right where we are. But all that said, let's get back to the reason you were calling. You were calling because you wanted to talk about vaccines. There's a young man who
Dylan, who
is suffering some problems, which you say came from the use of vaccines. And there are a lot of people very concerned with vaccines. In fact, it's quite a debate that goes on out there. People who are saying that this stuff is poison, it's really bad news. Others saying that without vaccines, we would all be dying of various different maladies. And so it's, you know, it's an interesting debate. But you made a statement during, you know, what you were saying before that kind of, I don't know, it struck me awkward. And I wanted to know more about it. So I still would like to know. When you say vaccines are an
Sometimes the truth is awkward. And
What you said was that vaccines are an extension of abortion, and I'd like to know what you meant by that.
Because when you take a vaccination that's innocently received by someone, a mother that's pregnant, and that vaccination has 850 parts per million of mercury, which a small amount of mercury will just kill every nerve ending, in your body in matter of seconds. When you put it in someone and then you tell that mother to put it in the child after the child's born, and it can be latent in your body for a long time and then, you know, manifest itself later as a very serious disease, this particular mother, her name is Erica, she has the legal proof as well as the medical proof, and she works with leading medical scientists for about 4 years now on this issue. Her son was born.
Is that a responsive answer? I'm sorry, guys. Are you missing
something? Well, I think that his claim is not necessarily that it's abortion, but that it's a crime. If you advise somebody to take something that is bad for them.
You know, Dylan was terminal. You know how many thousands of children are terminal from vaccinations? That's my point.
I don't. But what I'd like to point out here
is
you
don't want to know, son. You don't want to know.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You don't know how old I am, and
I don't think you need to be patronizing to me, sir.
Let me just tell you something here for just a second. Wow. You're not gentlemen, and I came in here totally innocent, and what you do is you risk yourself, listeners, to get your head cut off. That's
Excuse me?
Polite American radio.
Well,
what are you talking about?
I think that you made a statement, and we wanted you to back up the statement.
The statement is pretty simple for a kindergartner to understand.
No, I'm sorry, it doesn't, because it doesn't make any sense to me, Billy.
Oh,
because when you say when you liken vaccinations to abortion, I think it's completely two different worlds. Are you suggesting? Wait a minute, Billy. Are you suggesting that the people who vaccinate children are intending to harm them?
The people who vaccinate children do not know what's in the vaccination necessarily. And, you know, it's very, very simple. They put it in the mother while the mother's pregnant. It goes in the child's body, and it begins to become a latent issue. And after the child's born, it may manifest certain symptoms. It may be 20 years.
Right. I understand the claims. We've talked about vaccinations before on this program. Mark, you haven't vaccinated your son, right?
Right, absolutely.
So,
Billy,
look,
I think that this is, consider this coaching on the verbiage that you use. I mean, you know, if you jump out with something like abortion, it sounds intentional. It sounds like the mother's involved in some way. Most abortions are committed with the mother's, with her consent. So, you know, if you use that term, it screws with people. That's all we're saying here.
Right. It's definitely
Billy.
Hyperbolic.
We wanted to get you to answer
my
that.
My friends, understand my morals. Let's forget the mothers for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I go to a higher spiritual level of understanding that there's forces that are causing death, destruction, so on and so forth. And
demons?
These forces that are in the banksters and in the whole, you know, as you were talking about,
are
the
they
FDIC
demons?
And the whole monetary system, there are they, evil forces, man.
Are they demons?
Well, of course they are.
Excellent.
Really? Are you serious? Really?
Yes, yes.
You mean that they're... You're not joshing me. You're serious about the whole demon thing.
I can tell exactly where you are in your understanding of life. I can guarantee.
Yes, that's
you.
Why you called me boy. See you later. 855-450-FREE. Call me your friend and call me boy. I don't. That doesn't quite jive.
Sonny is what he called you.
Whatever, son, boy. It's the same mentality, right?
Well, you know, I did
actually,
I think
son. I found some information,
son,
about this.
Son,
hey, watch it there.
I mean, come on.
That you, did
you found something
story?
About Dylan here? Because yeah. I've looked up Dylan, Erica, Dylan, vaccine, 850
yes,
parts.
I can read this if you stop talking. It's Dylan Uter is the boy's name. His mother's Erica. And,
okay.
So she did have the boy was vaccinated at 11 months old, and he ended up with a spinal condition, a spinal muscular atrophy and mercury poisoning. He ended up having him to Lima, Peru, to get some stem cell treatments.
Oh, man. And I've heard that, you know, 60 Minutes did a story on this recently, and a lot of these South American stem cell research things, there's no stem cells in there. They're not
It's
active.
Just bunk?
Yeah, it's just bunk.
Hmm.
Wow. Their family spend tens of thousands of dollars to get the stuff done and get nothing.
That's terrible.
It's terrible.
So just to come back around to the point there with the gentleman that called in a moment ago.
Billy.
Yeah, I think your point was solid, Mark, that we're trying to explain to him that maybe he would have a little bit of a better reception if he wouldn't use, to suggest that vaccination is somehow akin to abortion. I mean, we're a relatively receptive audience to this idea of vaccinations could be risky, right?
I don't much like vaccinations myself.
Me neither. I mean, I'm fortunate. I don't have a child. I don't have to make these decisions. But, Mark, you've made the decision to not vaccinate. So,
right.
I mean, you are a natural constituency to what this guy is saying.
And the sickest I've ever been. Two times in my life have been from flu vaccines. So, yeah, we're absolutely a natural constituency. Wanted him to clear up a statement. He didn't want to clear up the statement.
He danced around it.
And that's all we were saying is, hey, you know, let's be clear on what you're saying here. And, you know, being clear
it's very
isn't intended.
Charged, yes, it's very charged language to use the word abortion and then vaccine equals abortion. I mean, that's
not even
It's my job to
close.
Get to the truth.
Right, and it's not even close that one is akin to the other. You know, abortion, you're intending to remove the fetus with vaccines. People are intending to help folks, you know, what they believe, help them feel better in the future and avoid maladies and such. 855-453, the toll-free number. Bring up anything. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.